crowd tonight.
Y'all are going to New England with
that,
right?
Please go to New England. Welcome back to the Titans Blitz presented by Nissan. It is now the two-minute warning here on the show. So let's talk about breaking down this game coming up against the Patriots. Let's bring back in Chris Miller from News 4.
Okay. Let's do it. Take a deep breath. We'll get through this. We got the keys to winning the game, to beating the Patriots on the road. Okay, so let's just start with number one. This is something you need to be on it every moment of the game. You got to start strong and stay strong.
Yes. Can't climb out of a hole in this one.
No.
Can't do that. Can't, not with this team.
No, not with this team. They'll put you to sleep quickly.
Yeah.
It won't be a comeback in this one. If you allow them to get out in front of you, you put the ball on the turf or turn the ball over and you're making mistakes, they will take advantage of it. And we've seen that time and time again with Tom Brady. But it's important to start strong, set the tone early, establish the run game, be very physical in this ball game, because when you play the Patriots, it's like you're playing more of a thinking game than you are actually playing football.
Yeah.
Because they're going to throw so many different things at you, both offensively and defensively, that you have to think and you've got to be able to adjust. You have to be very agile, mentally speaking, in this ball game.
And as much as I love Derrick Henry, want to see us run the ball, I still think, though, we have to come out throwing it because,
to some degree.
You've got to set up the run with the pass.
Yeah, we've got to get more out of our passing game. We've got to get more out of our receivers. They've got to make plays for us. I'm not saying, get 200 yards receiving, but on key third downs, they've got to catch the rock.
Yeah.
You can't leave the ball. You can't let the ball hit you in the chest and say it's your bad.
Yeah.
You've got to take advantage of every single opportunity against this team if you plan on beating them at their place.
Third down conversions a must, sure.
And let's be honest, it doesn't matter what team you are. A key to beating the Patriots is you have to get pressure on Tom Brady.
So this is the largest gap in NFL playoff history of quarterbacks, age gap, quarterbacks opposing each other. He's 40. Marcus is 24, 16 years. I mean, he's technically old enough to be his father. I hope we're seeing a little bit of a passing of the torch. But you got to get to the guy. The man's amazing at 40 still.
Not only that, you got to get to him. You got to pressure him. But more importantly, for the Titans defensive backs, they got to be for-sure tacklers in open field because they like to thrive off of the receivers run after the catch. On third downs, if you get to third down, third and long, 87 is going to line up. Gronkowski, he's going to look for him every single time. They've got to be able to contain him. But more importantly, they've got to get to Brady with a four-man rush.
Yeah.
You can't afford to blitz him because he's a master at finding the blitz and picking you apart methodically during the course of a game. So it's going to be an interesting matchup to see between Dick LeBeau and that defense and the brains of Tom Brady in this chess match.
Both quarterbacks great against the blitz. So is Marcus as well. But you're right. We got to get pressure with four, get to him, disrupt it, and maybe see, Kevin Byard pick off a few.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
It'd be nice, right?
That'd be real nice.
All right, guys. Well, we got one more after this. Stick around. Titans Blitz. We'll be right back.